In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today the second Sunday of the blessed month of Tut. And we find in the reading of this blessed day, the Lord is giving thanks to the Father because He revealed His goodwill to the symbol and the babes. And He said in His prayer, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in Your sight." And when we review the scripture and see what is good in the sight of God and what He delights in, we find that all of His delight is related to us. In many, many ways, we are His delight. And this is something we need to remember all the time. Between God's delight and ours, what we delight in, do we feel the same in the relationship or not? This is what we are going to reflect in the coming few minutes. So we'll talk about God's delight, different relationships between man and God, and when we delight in Him, what will happen, and finding the path to delight in the Lord. What is God's delight? What is good for God? We hear Him saying this in the book of Proverbs, "And my delight was with the sons of men," as if like our companionship is what makes God, in a way, if we can say this, happy. It's exactly like a father longing all the time to be with his children, just his mere presence with them. The whole Bible is about this concept. God wants to be with us. In the beginning, we find He created heaven and earth in order to put Adam in the Garden of Eden and enjoy the companionship of God. And then the story of our failing, not feeling the same, not having the same desire to live with Him, our fall away from grace and our redemption, bringing us to the end of the scripture, the Bible, to another land, the new land, where He is going to dwell with us, and His purpose from creating us will be fulfilled at the end. So the whole idea, the whole Bible is about God saying to us how much He loves us and how much He wants to be with us at all times. His delight is with the sons of men. Our creation, out of no necessity, deemed very good for Him. If we ask ourselves, what did God benefit from our existence? We can say that nothing, just because this is something that He delights in out of the goodness of His heart. Not only in being with us, but also in revealing His will. Whenever someone loves someone, usually he feels like, I want to share things with him. Whenever you have a friend, you want to talk, you want to tell all the time. And this is again one of the things that we need to learn in order for us to be again His friends, to reveal ourselves and our will and our desires and temptations even and weaknesses with Him. This is what we heard today. "I thank You, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that You have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, so it deemed good in Your sight." Revealing His will, make us to be aware of what He's doing. He did not keep things secret from us because He found delight in sharing Himself and His will with us. Also, His delight was in redeeming us. He found it something that's of pleasure to Him. As we hear St. Paul speaks about the Lord Christ in the book of, in the epistle to the Hebrews, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame." When you read this word, the joy that was set before Him, what was the joy? To be on the cross, to be humiliated and tortured and eventually to die. What joy was to redeem us, bring us back again to heaven. His delight also is in granting us the kingdom at the end. Sometimes we feel like this is something we have to fight with God in order for Him to grant us. And this is not true. On the contrary, we read it every day in the gospel of the third watch of the midnight hour prayer. "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It is the pleasure of God to give us the kingdom. So this is God's delight. What about ours? We can define four kind of different relationships between man and God. The first one, unfortunately very common, is that He is, I'm sad to say this, a burden. and his rituals and all of his ceremonies and everything related to him is a burden. And God, by the way, takes notice of this. He said to the priests of the Old Testament, you also say, oh, what a weariness, and you sneer at it. If we review what we say sometimes about coming early to the church, oh, we have to wake up at that early on Sunday, I want to sleep. When the fast is about to start, oh, we're going to start again 55 days of like eating this kind of vegetable. This is exactly what he said. You say, what weariness, as if like it's so difficult to be in his presence, something that's even troubling to our of course, yani souls in a way. Yani. And you sneer at it. بالعربي يقول لك وتأففتم عليه. تأفف يعني الواحد يمشي يقول أوف. زهقان طول الوقت. Whenever it comes to things related to God. This is one kind of relationship. God is a burden. The second one is the honest perseverance. I have a struggle in my heart between what my flesh desires and what my soul wants. With my soul, I want to be with God, and my flesh is desiring something else. And there is here some kind of struggle. This struggle is honorable, by the way. Nothing wrong with it, as far as we carry it diligently and in a way that shows that we are serious about having a real relationship with Him. The outcome of this struggle is one of two. The first one, which is something we do not want to be in, is to live in duality. To decide inside us that in a way I will live a double life. I will be in His presence as He requests, maybe in the liturgy or maybe in some times of prayers. And at the same time, I will have my own life where I find delight and pleasure. This is really what my hearts want. But God says about this kind of duality, this kind of double life, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. لا أحتمل الإثم والاعتكاف. I cannot take this. God is so much troubled with this kind of lifestyle. And sadly, unfortunately, we repeat the common parable in Egyptian one saying, there is an hour for your heart, an hour for your God. ساعة القلبك وساعة ربك. As if like the hour of the heart is not the hour of God. If I want to enjoy, God has nothing to do with this at all. And this is something I can live both of them and I feel I'm okay with it. The second outcome of honest perseverance is we come to the concept or the feeling of longing and finding delight in Him. And then over time, and with persistence and perseverance, we start to feel I enjoy His companionship. I find rest whenever I sit with my Bible or I sit in my room to pray. Even if I sit silent before Him, I find rest in this. Coming to the church will become something that we long to. Attending meetings or studying, everything becomes more appealing to us. This is where we want to be. We find delight in Him. What will happen when we delight in Him? This is a promise that God made. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. If anyone thinks that the desire of my heart, that I will live a carnal life, then I am not delighting in the Lord. If I truly delight in Him, what will happen? What I'm going to be granted? Four main things. Number one is richness. But richness is not in terms of money. Richness is feeling that with Him, I own everything. There is a story about a king who decided to disguise himself as a poor person. And he went to visit one of the beggars in the city. He knocked on the door and he introduced himself as just a neighbor. So the beggar received this poor man who was the king. And he asked him, what can I do for you? He said, nothing. I just wanted to check on you and spend some time with you. And this kind of visits every day started to like become frequent. And one day the king told the beggar that, you know what? I introduced myself to you as a neighbor, but actually I am the king of this land. And now we are friends. What do you want? And I can give to you anything, whatever makes you happy. So the man told him, I find in your friendship the richness that I was looking for. With your presence, I do not desire anything. It is enough that you cared about me and you found in your heart that it is worth to spend time with me. This is the richness that we are truly longing for. No matter how much money we acquire, it will never ever be enough. Only when we have delight in him, then he becomes our richness. The friendship that can fill the heart. We always like long for people who will stick to us, be with us all the time, at good times and at bad times. This only happens when we delight in him. The spiritual joy that cannot be taken away, that's not dependent on something outside of ourselves. I am rejoicing because I know him and he is my friend. Finding refuge in him. In a time of trouble and tribulation, I only can run to him. I have no one else that I feel secure except him. The last point is finding the path. How can we get there? How we find the path to delight in the Lord. Number one is realizing the vanity of all other earthly delights. Maybe we tried this many times and we knew this fact. No matter how hard we try, all these kind of games and entertainment, maybe nothing wrong with them, but never they will give us this sense of contentment or richness or all of these values that we only receive with him. The second way is spending dedicated times with him in daily prayers. We will never find delight in God if we take him with something else. It is good that we pray while we are walking or driving our cars or doing something at our homes. Good to do it. But it cannot be the relationship is limited, that I know only God whenever I'm doing something else. I am multitasking and God is one of the tasks. There should be a time I go to my room, I lock myself in, and I spend it, and I struggle to be in his presence. The third step is reflecting on his goodness for us. Imagine if there is someone who loved us that much, and he still keep the same. I love you so much, I want to be with you. How we think of this? We rejoice when we know that someone cares about us, and we want to be in the presence of this person at all times. Imagine that this is God himself. Wants this. He's longing to. He has no personal interest in anything he might gain from us. Nothing really we can give to him in order for him to gain it or feel like, okay, I want this, except our companionship. Reflecting on his goodness and his desire to be with us at all times. Delighting ourselves in the word of God, sitting with the Bible patiently, reading it and learning from it and knowing. Sometimes we dismiss it as it's a difficult book, we do not understand. Done. We do not do the same with any book that we feel is of value or we are going to be tested in its maybe material. So again, doing the same with the Bible will help us to find the path in delighting in God. The fifth step is developing a loyal relationship with him away from double-heartedness and knowing him for personal gain. Unless I decide that I want to know God for his sake only, I will not be able to delight in him. If the relationship between me and God is always about, I have a request, I have a problem, something just to run to him, then I will never be able to truly delight in him. The relationship will always be related to an interest, something. Or again, the idea about living in duality will never allow us to truly delight in him. The last step is the necessity of the struggle at the beginning. It is essential. We cannot do it like just by a decision. I'm going to delight in God. That's it. No. The first step is always the struggle, because we'll always have to face this, that the flesh is desiring something else. Our flesh wants to eat and drink and sleep and being entertained. That's it. But this is again something we struggle against. By time, by perseverance, we find ourselves more leaning towards like delighting in him more than anything else. God's delight is with us. I pray that we will all find delight in him, because this is again the way for us to be rich to be content, to acquire a friendship that will never be like we deprive it of, to have spiritual joy and finding refuge. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.